Welcome to another episode of Spock Sports Show, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. It's a look at everything sports here in the Mid-Michigan area. And now, here's your host, Chris Spock.
Welcome on into another edition of Spock Sports Show, brought to you by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take, and they take personally. Catching up with Beale City softball this week, Macy Johnston, Eva Lynch, and Coach Jake Johnston. Here's my conversation with them that took place Friday, April 19th.
But I'm going to kind of start talking with the ladies here. Eva Lynch is joining me and Macy Johnston. Coach, you said Eva's the only senior on the team.
She is the lone senior, yes.
As a coach, how does that make you feel? Like, there's got to be part of you like, man, I wish I had some more seniors, wish I had some experience. But then again, you guys got a good team. There's also part of it's got to say, holy moly, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've actually had the privilege to coach Eva since she was 9 years old. So this is kind of the full circle year for us. It's hurricane season on the back of our shirts, as that was her nickname when she was little. And so we're super happy to be able to have her as our leader this year.
All right. And so are you guys kind of all playing for Macy, as you know, some of the younger girls or whatever think about her as the only senior?
Normally we just look at her as one of us because we've been such good friends for such a long time. And I've been playing with Eva since I was 9. She is a very good leader, so we do look up to her a lot, but she's also a very good friend.
All right. And what other sports do you play, Macy?
I play basketball and volleyball.
What's your favorite?
Softball.
Softball. Now, Eva, kind of same question for you. We've been through this a little bit, but I'm going to make you answer it all again for people out there that didn't hear us back this fall. What other sports do you play?
I just play volleyball.
And what's your favorite?
Oh, well, that's a tough decision. I mean, I love both sports. There's different
aspects. A lot of people say it just kind of depends what's in season.
It does,
so,
yeah.
And okay, now, Eva, we'll forgive you.
Macy, do you got a favorite class at school here?
Normally I like math, but right now I'm really liking Spanish.
All right, man, all these kids like math. It makes me just, I don't know how you guys like math. You guys got good teachers out here. And what about you, Eva?
I used to like math, but now I like art. So.
Oh, all right. Art's got to take it over for you.
I'm not very good, but yeah. It's...
Eva, like I said, I asked you this before, but what would school be like for you if there was no sports?
It would probably be super boring. I don't know what I would do with all my time.
What about you, Macy?
I agree. I feel like I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I wasn't going to practice or a game every single day.
I'm going to flip this over to you, Jason. When you think about Beale, you know, you're the elementary school principal, but so much that happens here at Beale City kind of revolves around the great athletic programs and the kids moving on to the next level and whatnot. What do you think it'd be like high school without sports for these kids?
I just can't even imagine it. We've had exchange students at other schools that I worked at, and they come to us from Germany thinking it's the strangest thing that we have sports and kids have school spirit. But it makes it the total experience and provides a ton of positive culture for us here at Beale City.
What do those kids end up feeling like at the end of the year when they, you know, I imagine because they end up kind of getting some school spirit by the end of the year themselves?
Yeah, typically they absolutely love it. I've had lots of foreign exchange students on our powerlifting club down at Central Montcalm. Always joked that it was the foreign delegation that we were bringing in because we had so many kids from other countries coming to our meets. It was a blast, but they loved it. They loved being a part of something and just something bigger than yourself.
Back to the diamond. Macy, do you got a favorite part about softball?
Yes. I mean, obviously I like winning.
Yeah.
But I like how the mistakes in a sport like basketball or volleyball, I feel like the mistakes really can affect you, but I feel like in softball it's a lot easier to shake it off because you think it's the pace that I like about softball the most. Like basketball is very go, 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 and all the time. In softball, you have time to recollect yourself and your thoughts and just get everything set.
You swing at a bad pitch in softball, you've got 5-10 seconds to kind of gather yourself, where in basketball, you create a turnover, you're just running down to the other end trying to stop them. You know, Eva, what about you?
I really like the social aspect. It's a great way to meet a lot of new people. I wouldn't know a lot of these underclassmen if it wasn't for playing sports.
Yeah, and I feel like the dugout for softball and baseball in high school, if people have never been there, it's always a fun environment. Everybody kind of has a different thing, almost like a different theme going on. Does it make sense if I say that, Coach?
Absolutely. And it transcends the dugout. Last night we played Claire. A couple of those girls from Claire are on our travel team. And so they're some of our best friends, the parents. It's just, it really builds the network out. And it's incredible to go play all these other schools because we're playing our teammates that we'll hang out with all summer long.
And now, is there anything you guys don't like about softball?
If you mess up, everyone can see it.
Hey, that's a good
idea. I mean, I guess that's the same for every sport, but...
Well, hey, softball, you're out there kind of, in, you know, particularly if you're in the outfield, and I always, when I'm doing the high school playoffs, you know, coming up, I always, you know, make the joke that it's a Spockman error. Like, if I can't make that play, I'm not going to call an error on a kid. And some of those high fly balls out to, you know, right left field are tougher plays than they seem. And so I know what you mean. You're out there on an island a little bit. What's something you learn playing sports, Macy, that you just can't learn in the classroom?
How to keep your composure. sports can be very revealing of someone's character, I think.
What about you, Eva?
I think it teaches like a lot of leadership skills that I don't think you really learn in the classroom.
All right, now we're going to start talking about some of the season here. I'm going to start directing these a little bit more towards Coach, but I want you guys to pipe in anytime you got something. Don't be afraid to cut them off. You know, I won't let them get you in trouble for that or anything. But Coach, talk with Brad Antcliffe a couple weeks ago. Insane schedule. Kind of same for you guys. Bay City Western, the Holton Tournament, Gladwin, Clare, Mendon. But that was by design to have this tough schedule early, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two goals. We want to win the league and we want to compete for a state title. And to win the league, we always somehow play Everett very early in the year. They're loaded. So we need to see great pitching. We need to face good hitting and just make our players play defense and put ourselves in tough situations. Last night we played Clare. We lost 1-0 in game one. We ended up losing 11-10 in nine innings. But we were in some great situations. We played fantastic in the first game. Macy pitched a gem of a game and they just bested us. They ended up scoring on a bunt.
Who was on the mound for Clare?
Maddie Jones.
Maddie Jones.
All
right.
A great player. She's played with us and against us for years. She's a good kid and she really has reinvented herself. Her throwing last night was completely different than anything we've ever seen her do. She came in throwing, you know, she's always throwing hard. She can make the ball move. And last night she came at us with 52-mile-an-hour breaking balls that we just could not seem to square up.
So yeah, you've been going up against her your guy's whole life, and she comes in with a completely different gameplay. But I guess that's credit to her, right?
Huge. Absolutely. I complimented her mid-game, and I just said, Maddie, way to reinvent yourself, because that was not the game plan that we had prepped for at all.
Yeah, but when I talk about these schools, Bay City Western, Gladwin, Clare, they're all two times, three times, four or five times the size that Beale City is, to kind of put that in perspective for people. Like I said, the Highland, the boys have won so many years in a row, but when it comes to softball, it's very, very competitive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Everett's been great for years, and so they're top on our list. We play them next Friday, and so we're just prepping. You know, we've got a really tough next week coming up. Pine River also has some young talent. They graduated a lot last year, but they're reloading, and so it's going to be an interesting week with Sacred Heart, Pine River, and then Everett on Friday.
Yeah, but now let's kind of go around the diamond a little bit. When I talked with the boys, you know, last week, I was able to cover them all the way to the state championship last year, and they only lost Braylon Zucker, and so I was like, gosh, this guy, I know who's playing everywhere. Let's kind of talk about this team a little bit. Macy, you're on the mound most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's behind the plate catching for you?
We have two main catchers right now, Lauren Licari and Madison Fisher.
All right, and who's on first base? Let's just kind of go around the diamond a little bit, talk about that.
So Macy and Emma Block have been splitting time at first base. Lauren Gross has been playing second, but Lauren Licari has been getting some time there too, as well as Mason McKinney, who's a freshman and very talented. So we've got a really strong team. We returned Emily Taylor, who was All-State at shortstop last year. She's currently hitting about 530 and has five home runs already, and 19 RBIs, something crazy. So that's a season for some kids.
Yeah.
And so we're strong at short. Lauren Licari also plays short. Third base, Ariana Brown plays that for us. She's a lockdown defender, works really hard, super tough. She came, was it after the Holton tournament? She sent me a picture of her foot that she had fouled the ball off, and the entire thing is purple. And I'm like, are you okay? And she said, as long as I can walk, I'll be on the diamond. I mean, it's just that kind of mentality. Eva is our center fielder, has been for a couple of years, and I don't expect anyone to oust her out of that position. Right and left field are up for grabs. We have Dakota Dodak has been playing out there. She does a nice job. Liddy Salisbury has played some right field, played a lot for us last year, but competing for that spot this year with Aubrey Thielen, Macy McKinney, help me out.
Nevaeh.
Yeah, Nevaeh.
Maddie plays outfield sometimes too.
Yep. And so we have options. That's the one thing that I really love about it. It's tough having 17 girls trying to get everybody time, and I know that not everybody's pleased with their playing time, but I made the statement to the team, we're really injury-proof because we have a lot of backup options if one goes down, and it's not like we've got nine kids that can play and eight kids that can't play catch. All these kids can play, and so if we have something come up, somebody gets sick, hurt, ineligible, it's the next man up mentality and ready to go, or next woman up.
We're going to take a quick break here on Spock Sports Show. When we come back, more with Coach Johnston, Macy Johnston, and Eva Lynch talking all things Beale City softball. It's Spock Sports Show presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barber. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured, or God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Another big thank you to Barbary Law Firm, the sponsor of Spock Sports Show. Let's get right back into my conversation. Coach Johnston, Macy Johnston, and Eva Lynch from Beale City Softball.
Yeah, like I said, that's got to make you feel good in the long run. Like I said, and those girls that aren't getting the experience, they're getting in practice and everything on varsity, because you guys don't have a JV team this year, correct?
We do not.
No, just a few numbers short. But like I said, that's going to pay dividends down the year for those young girls, even if they're not getting on the field practicing with these girls over here. It's just going to pay off big time down the road. Now, who are the leaders of this team besides the senior Eva over here?
So, Macy, for sure. She's a returning All-Stater from last year.
And what grade are you in, Macy?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. I got to make sure I get that cleared up. But I imagine you got a ton of juniors, like the basketball team, too.
We have five or six.
All right.
Yep. So Emily Taylor, obviously, is very, very talented. Ariana Brown has been hitting third for us. She's hitting right around 500 right now. The kid is just an animal. Dakota Dodak is pitching for us. Lauren Gross throws. I mean, we have four pitchers that I feel like can go out and win a game any day of the week. And we have two more girls that throw, but probably aren't going to get an opportunity to throw for this team. But I just am encouraging them. You know, they can throw live in practice, which is going to get them reps against a really solid lineup, which could make them better. We also have kids that more catchers than I can really get playing time for. So I'm trying to pitch it that way, that you can get reps against great players. It just may not be in a regulation game.
Yeah, hey, and that's the pitfalls of having a great program. You know what I mean? It's just crazy to think about how much talent is in this area with softball and baseball in particular. You know, I was talking with Coach Ant Cliff about, you know, how crazy it's going to be when Beale City Sacred Heart baseball are on the field together. It's going to be the same way with you guys in Sacred Heart Academy softball. That district this year, Coleman, Sacred Heart, Beale City, and I know I'm leaving out a couple other teams as well. That's just absolutely insane. I talked with Coach Wheaton about that a little bit. When I bring up that district to you guys, what do you guys think?
I mean, we've been in that same district pretty much since my freshman year, so I'm used to it by now. We know that if we get past the district, we have a pretty good shot to go all the way, so we just got to really compete in the district.
Eva?
Yeah, I think it could go any way in the district, but we have to play the hardest we can if we want to win.
Yeah, Coach?
Yeah, last year we prepared for Marion extensively because they were a powerhouse. We heard on and on and on about how good they were. We were able to beat them 8-4 in the first game, and then we ended up falling to Coleman in the finals, so we know that Sacred Heart's good. We know that Coleman's good. These kids can play. And again, they're all travel kids that we've been playing against for a decade. So,
yep. And yeah, like I said, it's super crazy competition. But outside of that, how much fun is it to have a district like that? Because there's sometimes where you see those districts where it's 15-0 in three innings for two games, and that doesn't prepare you for later in the playoffs. Like you said, Macy, you come out of this district, you feel like, hey, we got a chance to go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And so how much fun is that Saturday going to be? I think you guys are at Sacred Heart Academy for that district, right?
We are.
Yeah, yep. That's a lot of fun. A lot of people come out to watch that game because they know how competitive it's going to be. So it's super fun.
Yep. Eva?
Yeah. And those games, like the neck-to-neck, those are the most fun games to play in. Yep. Might be a little nerve-wracking, but...
Yeah, but you guys are actually playing Monday as well, too, and that's really cool. You guys get to prepare against each other. You know, talk about going up against a great lineup, and hopefully you guys can get two in. And I won't be there live calling the game, but I'll have some stuff on the Spock Sports Facebook page. But as far as the strengths of this team go, what would you guys say is the strength of this team?
Of our team?
Yep.
We hit very, very well all through the entire lineup. My dad always says, like, a lot of Division IV teams, their first four or five are pretty good, but then they kind of fall off at the bottom, and we don't have that. Our whole lineup can hit. And even kids that aren't even in the lineup can still hit. So if someone's struggling, we can pull someone who's not even in the game, and we know we'll have someone who can hit at all times.
The reason why I always tell people I prefer softball over baseball, and it's nothing against baseball, but it's because of that. When you get to the baseball playoffs, you have those coaches that after the 4-5 hitter, they say, hey, I don't want you swinging until there's two strikes. And it's hard to throw a strike in baseball. When it's softball, it's action, action, action all the time. It is always going. So I like that answer. What about you, Eva?
I think just like how well our team works together, if you don't have that, then I feel like you can't go far.
All right. Coach, what do you think the strength of this team is?
I think there's a lot of them. Our defense, I think, is very good. Macy mentioned our offense, which I feel like we have a travel team type lineup. You know, and it was obvious when we went down to the Holton tournament, aside from Mendon, if you got beyond number five or six in the lineup, we kind of could just go right at those hitters. Mendon was loaded 1-9. They could all hit. They were all very skilled. But yeah, so I think that, and on top of that, our pitching, you know, Macy has pitched great for us. Dakota Dodak won some huge games. She beat Everett and Sacred Heart last year. So Lauren Gross has been a pleasant surprise. She picked up a few miles an hour over the offseason, and her stuff moves like crazy. So, and Emma Block, a freshman coming in, but she's very polished. It goes on, man. I'm blessed.
This is where I wish that I had a little bit of the video to see this. You know, people could see the smile. You're just kind of going through every single name. You're like, yeah, we're pretty darn good. And when you guys beat Bay City Western, mercying them in their second game 16-4, how big of a deal was that? And like I said, for people who don't know, Bay City Western won the D1 championship. Was it 5-6 years ago? They are a powerhouse program just like baseball. How special was that for you guys to beat a D1 team?
I mean, it felt pretty good, but also at the same time, like, we feel like we can compete with anybody at this point. Like, it does feel very good to be a Division I school, but we just kind of expect to win games like that, I feel like.
Eva, you just kind of agree with her? Got anything?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Coach?
I was really disappointed after game one. I'm not going to lie. We kind of got run, and I was not expecting that to happen all season. And so to come back game two, that was the thing that made me the proudest. We came back, we slugged, we played good defense. And so, yeah, I was scratching my head after game one when we lost as badly as we did, because it just wasn't even in the game plan.
Yep. All right, now, kind of last question. I'm going to ask you the same thing. I said, what do they learn out here playing on the softball diamond they can't learn in the classroom?
I think they hit on it. I think the biggest thing I'm trying to teach girls is how do you keep yourself composed? Because that is such a life skill, whether you are at a job, whether you're parenting. And I'm watching all these college programs, and they have, you know, mental training coaches and all these people that are, you know, like Florida State is a fantastic program. Every one of their girls, before they step in the box, they take a deep breath. They get themselves under control. They step in ready to roll. And so those are the skills that I hope to teach them that go way beyond softball, because we're all doing it. Some of our girls may go on to play, but whether they do or don't, that's something that's going to benefit them forever.
All right, Jason, Eva, Macy, thank you guys so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Spock Sports Show with Chris Spockman, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, and My104.3 or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.